Welcome to the podcast. I'm Gwen Mays, health policy writer for GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be interviewing Dr. Ken Thorpe about America's Agenda, Healthcare Policy Summit Conversations. They have a big event in Miami coming up Wednesday, January 28th this week, and he's here to tell us all about it. By way of background, Dr. Thorpe is the chair of the Department of Health Policy and Management in the Rollins School of Public Health of Emory University, Atlanta, Georgia. He is also the executive director of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Thorpe.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Great. Let's get started just by telling our listeners about the conference in Miami and a little bit of an overview of what you hope to accomplish this week.
Well, the conference is really a summit to start the conversation about the different elements of healthcare reform, focusing on our options to make healthcare more affordable and less expensive, and also ways to improve the quality of care, in addition to the obvious discussion about how best to expand coverage to the uninsured. And I think one of the goals is going to be is that we've brought together a very diverse set of participants, ranging from the business community to the labor community to the pharmaceutical community, all sort of the key combatants that have traditionally argued over healthcare reform. And I think one of our goals is to show that there's actually more consensus, I think, this time around about how to proceed on healthcare reform than there has been in the past. So this is to start this discussion to find the areas where we can agree on and how we can build really a more productive bipartisan approach for reforming healthcare this time around.
Great. A little bit about the conference. Is this a standalone event, or are you expecting more to follow?
Well, this is the first in several that we're expecting to do. So our initial one, as you mentioned, is going to be in Miami. And then we have several that we've scheduled in other parts of the country to happen over the next several months. So as you've heard the, you know, President Obama talk about and Secretary-designate Daschle mentioned that we really want to engage the public in a dialogue about healthcare reform this time around. So part of this is an educational mission to engage the public in the different elements of healthcare reform, and also that, you know, to start a more productive dialogue with some of the different interest groups that have historically not agreed about how best to achieve this.
Right. I think it is interesting that you've got such a diverse group coming together that makes the conference fairly unique. In your opinion, what is different? Why are these groups that maybe in the past have not come to the table to help solve healthcare reform or some of these critical issues? What do you think is different today than maybe 15 years ago or the early 90s? Why are these groups so willing to come together now?
Well, I think the main issue is that the cost of healthcare has gotten to the point that many businesses and certainly most workers are finding it unaffordable. And, you know, the last time around, I think the business community was convinced that if left to their own devices, that they could do a better job of controlling healthcare costs than really focusing on more structural innovations in terms of doing a more of a collaborative approach to controlling healthcare spending. And I think what we've all found, the business community and workers, is that despite our best efforts working individually, we really haven't done much of anything to control the rise in healthcare spending.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there is a more of a recognition that if we're going to really slow the growth in healthcare spending, that the problems really are beyond the reach of any single individual company and any single individual payer, that really we need more of a public-private partnership if we're going to get serious about really getting the cost of healthcare down. So I think we've sort of exhausted our individual approaches, and I think there's now a growing recognition that if we're going to deal with this problem, we really do have to deal with it collectively.
Right. There are a lot of, as you know, a lot of strategies being discussed. Healthcare reform is a top priority in the new administration. Do you anticipate with your conference in Miami and the ones to follow to create some new ideas with the new slate, or will you be commenting and discussing some of the existing policies out there? I'm sort of thinking about Senator Daschle's call for a federal health board, for example. Will you be reacting to those or coming up with some of your new ideas?
Well, I think there'll be a combination of both. Certainly, if you look at what's happened in the Senate so far, Senator Baucus has put out a very comprehensive white paper on some of the Senate's thinking on how to proceed with health care reform. So I think some of the discussion will be, reacting to those set of recommendations, but B, you know, trying to provide some more detail about how these could actually work in practice. So I think that we're going to try to find out within this very broad range of reform proposals that have been put out by the Senate and by the administration, you know, where we really can build some consensus and agreement. And I think that, you know, our hope is that at the end of the day, people will see that there's many more areas of agreement and consensus than perhaps the public and maybe even some of the interest groups themselves recognize.
Well, I'm sure that you recognize that the economy is on everyone's mind now. Do you anticipate healthcare reform and the discussions to take a significant backseat in these difficult economic times, or how are those two going to play together?
Well, I think that they'll go part and parcel. I think that, you know, as part of our, ability to get the economy going and get the jobs going again, we've got to find a way to get the healthcare costs down. If we don't get the cost of health insurance down, that is a major impediment for businesses to hire new labor. It's a major cost item in their, cost of doing business. And I believe it probably directly relates to layoffs. So to the extent that we can find real ways to improve the affordability of health care, get the cost of doing business down, you know, that's good for business and that's going to be good for workers as well.
Right. You know, along with the rising cost in health care, we often hear about making sure that we get the right quality and value for the health services that are delivered. Will this be something that is addressed at this summit? Actually, some of the comparative effectiveness issues, the value of new technologies, to what degree will you discuss that at the summit?
Well, there's no question, I think, that you know the proposals on the table to create more of a research capacity around examining how to get better value out of our healthcare system is going to come up. I think, you know, some of the discussion will be the, you know, how is this going to work in practice? How do you set priorities for focusing our attention? You know, I think people will point out that, you know, a lot of the challenges is to figure out how can we more effectively prevent disease. And, you know, once people, have a chronic illness, how can we do a better job of treating it, both in terms of the quality of care provided and trying to do it at a lower cost? So that's something that I think this new institute could, if it's a properly focused, provide a lot of new information and very valuable information.
Are there examples of state reforms that you feel will be fleshed out in this summit? Is that of value in going forward?
Well, there's certainly, obviously, the issue, you know, the Massachusetts reforms have drawn a lot of attention, mm-hmm. but I think that there's probably a more instructive set of reforms that have happened in Vermont, which really do deal with some of the innovations in preventing and delivering healthcare services, expanding the use of health information technology, in addition to expanding coverage. So, you know, the Vermont reforms really do encompass a broad range of healthcare reforms that really have served as, in part as a template for a lot of what the president talked about in the campaign, and certainly a lot of what Senator Baucus has included in his white paper. So that's one example. West Virginia is on the cusp of passing a similar set of reforms as well. So I think there are some good models out there at the state level that can really inform the national debate about how to build consensus and how to really move ahead in a bipartisan way on doing some major structural reforms to the healthcare system.
You mentioned health information technology. We hear a lot about that. I'm sure that that's going to be part of the summit, and I'm always sort of curious, I think all of us involved in healthcare, whether providers or patients, what seems to be some of the common stumbling blocks to progression in health information technology, and how will the summit address that?
Well, you know, there's three key issues I think that need to be resolved that I think that will happen as part of the stimulus package. You know, one is that we've got to come up with common standards for how health information flows between physicians, and hospitals, and across different payers. So we've got to have a common language that everybody agrees to. And, you know, that's more of a political issue about just getting that done as opposed to a technology issue. So I think there's going to be interest in really accelerating the movement towards what are called interoperability standards, just so the systems can talk to each other. You know, there's a second issue of privacy, there is some concern that we want to make sure that we safeguard the information as it flows across the electronic spectrum. So there'll be discussion about making sure that we have the appropriate safeguards built into the system. And the third is the cost. You know, the biggest challenge we face is that most small physician practices, groups of 2, 3, 4, and 5, really don't have electronic medical records, and the decision support needed to, I think, really provide better quality care. And the challenge there is, you know, as I mentioned, the cost. You know, putting in a state-of-the-art system probably costs about $40,000 per physician, something that is beyond the reach of most primary care physicians. So I think that the stimulus bill will go a long way to providing that type of funding to get that technology put in place.
Right. And I'm sure along every discussion, there's always a growing interest about the patient's role and the patient's responsibility. And we mentioned health information. We see more and more efforts to encourage patients to take responsibility, whether it's in preventive care or in management of chronic disease. Will those issues be discussed at this summit?
Oh, no question. You know, that we have got to find a better way to engage patients in doing a better job of, you know, reducing weight, improving their diet. For people that do have a chronic illness like diabetes and high blood pressure, to make sure that they're, you know, following the care plan that they've worked out with their physician, which it largely will include, you know, making sure that they're taking their medication and refilling it. So there's a challenge, you know, to make sure that the patient understands what the care plan is. And we also want to make sure that in terms of the cost of complying with that care plan, that we really try to find ways to make it less expensive for patients to be compliant. Because we do know that, you know, patients that do comply with care plans and understand them are going to have not only better healthcare outcomes, but certainly at lower cost.
Exactly. Well, you sound like you have a very robust and ambitious agenda. Would you share with us a little bit about who you anticipate to be with you in Miami? Who's on the agenda?
Well, we have the range of people. It's at the University of Miami, so it'll be hosted there by the president, Donna Shalala, who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Clinton administration. So certainly she is somebody who's well-versed in not only healthcare, but certainly the politics of healthcare policy. We'll have the head of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association, Billy Tozan, there, former congressman as well. The former majority leader of the House, Richard Gephardt, will be there. We'll have some former labor leaders, Doug Doherty from the Food and Commercial Workers. And then we're having, you know, we'll have some lay people there as well. So it's going to be a nice cross-section of you know, business interests, labor interests, the pharmaceutical industry, consumers. You know, we're trying to get as broad of a cross-section of people in the room in order to have a very frank dialogue about, you know, where people can reach consensus and where some of the challenges in the healthcare reform legislation are going to lie.
Great. And you mentioned this is one of a series. At the conclusion, what will, over the next year, what will be the product, and are you shooting for a set of recommendations to go forward?
Well, I think we're, you know, not only shooting for recommendations, but also to, you know, to have the groups that we're working with to work with policymakers in the administration and the Congress to basically show that, you know, on major elements of healthcare reform that we can come together and that there is consensus and that there is a willingness to collaborate and work together, that it really is a new day. So this really is the start of that dialogue in the among healthcare consumers to start building up public support for a major healthcare reform overhaul.
Great. Well, if individuals wanted to learn more about the summit's work or America's Agenda, where would you direct them?
Well, America's Agenda, the head is Mark Bloom, and their number is 202-262-0700. So I would encourage people interested in getting more information to get in touch with Mark.
Great. Well, we definitely appreciate your time, and we look forward to the work coming out from the summit. I wish you all the best this week. You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Ken Thorpe. I'm Gwen Mays, health policy writer for GetBetterHealth.com.